This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Okay, obviously, welcome back all. Before I welcome you back, I do want to say, I don't know if I'm reverting back to a child or healing my inner child because I am so obsessed with stuffed animals recently. And that was like my thing when I was a kid. Like I had a wall-to-wall hammock in my room piled with stuffed animals. Like I needed one in my hands at all times. I needed to be suffocating under them in my bed. Like they were the only thing that brought me peace. And now I'm feeling that way again, which I'm like, is that concerning or is that healing? I don't know, because like I want one now and I'm like, you're 20, redacted. You don't need a stuffed animal right now.
We could get some to be your co-host next to you on the desk.
Yeah.
For the future episodes.
And I can't stop. I'm like, I can't stop eyeing jelly cats. Do you guys know jelly cats?
Oh, I want one.
I don't know jelly cats.
Oh, Kenny, we've got to take a trip to the jelly cat diner.
Oh, I love that. So
a jelly cat is just like a brand of stuffed animal, but there's something about it that is so superior. They're like so soft and like they are just so aesthetically pleasing. Let me pull it up. Like they're they're a classic stuffed animal. They are classy and sophisticated.
Oh, these are timeless. That's look at like, that lobster.
Kenny, they're timeless.
If you
that's
think
a
of
lobster.
Stuffed animal, that's oh, what you think stuffed, of.
This is the
oh
wow.
Oh, these are comforting. This is so cool.
This one I have at home in Philly, Fergus the frog. I'll need
very
to bring him
arms.
Back with me. But like they're just so there's something about them that I need. Every single one. And in New York, there's this place called the Jelly Cat Diner, which I personally was needing to go at my girls' trip last week, and they were not wanting to participate in the Jelly Cat Diner experience, which is completely random.
Now, how does that experience go down?
Like this little life. Sorry. So I did end up getting a jelly cat in New York, though, at a different location. I got a gorgeous octopus with like an off-the-shoulder sweater. And his name is Marcellus. Yeah, Marcellus, because we'll get here eventually. Marcellus is the main character in a book I read this year that I was obsessed with, so.
Well, Brooke, you don't always have to be a star.
I know, but you do if you are going to be in the biggest boy band in the world. I gotten so worked up that I had thrown up on myself in my stroller. In my 14-year-old self, I said, those are hot men.
Men.
And look at them now. They're like babies. That was kind of just like a casual interest, which I guess maybe a little bit more than casual. This is more of like a giant Pacific octopus.
Oh,
who,
okay.
By the way, do you know how brilliant they are?
They're very intelligent, right? They have really high IQs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one in the book that I read like could fully understand humans and could communicate. I'm not sure how real that was. Maybe we actually need to do a deep dive right now.
I haven't seen it, but I think Netflix did it.
Ken Giant? Yeah, yeah. My Octopus Teacher.
Yeah. Yes.
Pacific Octo Communicate.
I have friends who stopped eating octopus entirely because they've learned how intelligent they are and they feel horrible about eating it.
I know. I don't think I really do eat a lot of octopus except for fried calamari, but that's squid, right?
It's mostly squid.
Though the giant Pacific octopus is a bit of a loner, it has many behaviors that allow it to communicate. For example, changing color may be a way to communicate with a mate, but can they communicate with humans? Hey, any scientists, marine biologists listening to this pod, go ahead and let us know. Oh, how intelligent is the giant Pacific octopus? These animals are smart and solitary. An octopus is a very intelligent animal that can learn to open jars, solve puzzles, and interact with caretakers. Like, that's nuts. They can, like, solve it, not like a crossword per se, but like, kind of like one of those puzzles with their tentacles. more of a tentacle based puzzle.
There's a guy on TikTok who has a pet octopus and he like gives it tricks to do. And he like, I saw him like unscrew the jar. And it's crazy.
They're so brilliant.
Yeah.
I'm going to forget. So I'm just going to do it now. Welcome back to Obsessed. This is part two of 2023 Wrapped, where we go over some things that I was obsessed with in 2023. We are officially done with January. In summary, things I was addicted to in January: the 1975, Andrew Garfield, the Mindy Project, rodents. That brings us to February, where I took the rodent obsession to the next step. Wanted a rat, couldn't get a rat, got Frankelina, my guinea pig, my daughter, who it's coming up on a year. I got her on Valentine's Day. So February was the month that I became a mother to my guinea pig, Frankie. She is a free roam guinea pig, which means that she just walks around my house like a dog. She is potty trained, which is crazy. Like, I'm not sure. I knew that that could happen or else I wouldn't have let her roam. But it was definitely a learning curve. And I also think she's a genius.
Did you teach her or she just
did
it herself?
No, she just taught herself.
Oh, cool.
Because I think guinea pigs only poop like where they're very comfortable. And I've just made her comfortable spots, places that are okay for her to poop, i.e. her shoebox, i.e. her place under a stool, i.e. her place under the snack cart. So those are her three pooping places. Unless sometimes she does get into my room and she is able to, like, my comforter, like, is on, a lot of it's on the floor. And she does find a corner of it and nuzzles in it. And then after it's been far too long, I'll find that she's made herself at home in the corner of my comforter. Hey, that's why there's washing machines. I will say, like, we talk a lot about poop and stuff on Brooke and Connor, and I guess that will have to transfer here right now. Like, her poops are not gross. Like, there is no smell. They're just like little tiny little rocks. They're like, don't, like, I'm sure they're not hygienic for me per se, but like, they don't, I'm not like, I don't feel gross. I don't want her to poop on my bed, but when she does, it's just like, okay, just like pick a little, it's like a little raisin.
And it's not like, so not to get graphic, but it's just like a hard little,
it's like
thing.
A hard little, there's like, it doesn't like smell or anything. So
no harm, no foul.
It's like a jelly cat brought to
it's
life.
Like a, she's like an IRL jelly cat. Speaking of, guess what? Speaking of jelly cats and guinea pigs, I think there's one coming out in February.
Whoa, Gordon.
Gorgeous silky guinea pig.
Oh.
Is that what Frankie is? Is silky a type of?
No, I think that's more so just the texture of this. Okay, this is actually a retired design from 2017. But I really do think coming soon, jelly cat. Coming soon collections. Oh my God, that is a gorgeous baguette.
This is.
Oh my God, look at that coffee bean. Oh my God, a potato.
Oh, I'm needing one ASAP.
Oh my God, a panda in a backpack.
Oh, look at that.
Oh my God, here's Gordy.
Oh.
Oh my God.
That's Gordy the guinea pig. So obviously that will be coming. What? More on the way. How can I get emailed? Oh my God, the star of the hutch. Oh my God, let's look at his reviews. Okay, can't see him. That's fine. Oh my God, guys, look at these reviews. So cute and cute. Yeah, I agree. Like, yeah, well said. Anyway. Notify me, please, when Gordy is back. Oh, add to wish list. Okay, but I don't have an account or anything. What's that going to do? Okay, moral of the story, I'll keep checking. I will keep checking for Gordy the guinea pig.
And if anyone has a Gordy that maybe doesn't want it anymore, please send our way.
Oh, maybe there's eBay jelly cat guinea pig. Because I did really like that retired design. I'm not like addicted to the long-haired look. That could be any animal.
You'll have to shampoo that regularly.
Yeah, that could be.
Gordon has been through it.
Oh. Oh, he's gorgeous. Do you guys know I had a guinea pig when I was little named Patrick for like a week? And he looked just like this.
And what happened after the week?
My mom gave him away.
Uh-huh.
And didn't notify me.
So oh, that was that's horrible.
That was sweet of her. Yay. But yeah, missing Patrick horribly. And I was going to say, it's possible he's still alive. It's not. So they can live up to, I think, up to 8 or 10. And so if I was like 6 plus 10 is 16, he's long gone. He is long. That sucks.
That does suck.
Anyway.
He lived a good life.
I hope.
We hope.
Okay. So February, I was completely booked and busy because I was a mother. March, moving on to, I think this is really when I got into my weed pen that I call my Binky, of course. Speaking of like me being reverting to infancy. This is when I got into the Binky vampire jackhole. And we're not going to spend too long here to do it. Yes. But I got sucked into TikTok lives of this gentleman, Vampire Jack, who I'll never know how much of it is an act and how much of it is him actually thinking he's a vampire. But I did get sucked into those live streams of Vampire Jack for hours at a time of this man cosplaying a vampire. And then the reason we're not getting into it too much is Brittany did an episode on Vampire Jack, and sometimes when you open Pandora's box, you can't close it. That's the thing about Pandora's box. So I'm not going to get back into Pandora's box right now. So take with that what you will.
He stays in Transylvania.
He stays in Transylvania. This was also when I was obsessed with Contexto. Do you know that game, Kenny?
I do. Yeah. I sometimes will be in for the Brooke and Connor bonus episodes, Close Friends.
Oh, and I forgot we used to play that. We did it yesterday for old time's sake. This game sucks. I don't know how I was addicted to this game. What was it yesterday?
It's so frustrating.
Thought. Okay, yeah. So basically the point of Contexto is you have to guess a word, and it tells you how close you are. I don't even want to play because I was so disheartened yesterday by the word being thought. Make it a noun. Make it a noun. That's what I'll say. Let me guess once. Mug. No. Okay, now book. Okay, getting closer with book. School. Getting further. Movie. I don't want to play. I hate
Page.
This game. Page. Baby. Animal. Girl. Water. Hi. No. Okay. Hate that game. Don't know how that took up so much of my time, but hindsight's 50-50. Okay, April, that was Coachella, which was like a shocking turn of events. I was addicted to Coachella.
And who stood out performance-wise?
No one. That was the best part. Weekend 2, no one was there. No one really cared about the performers. I will say I loved Charlie XCX. I don't think I really enjoyed any of the headliners, per se.
Do you remember who they were?
No. I don't even. Blink 182 because Frank Ocean stepped down.
Oh, wow. That was a year ago now.
Uh-huh.
Almost. Wow.
And Calvin Harris, maybe?
Okay.
Oh,
Blackpink, mm-hmm. Who I did end up loving.
Yeah.
Bad Bunny.
Yeah. Oh, and Bad Bunny, who I don't really listen to Bad Bunny a lot. But I like the sound. Sure. Okay. Yay. Okay, April was also the month of being addicted to different TikTok shows. So the clips, so like part 185 of House, Chicago Med, The Good Doctor. Those were all my favorite shows, and yet they were all shows that I had never really seen. So they were shows that I was watching on TikTok, and that I'm not seeing that on TikTok anymore. Are you guys? Or did you ever?
I don't think I did, no.
Yeah, I saw a lot of House and Grey's Anatomy.
There was a point that was my whole For You page was just doctor shows. And I was living in those worlds. I was by House's side every step of the way featuring his cane. I was in that office with, what's the good doctor's name? Dr. Murphy. I was right there with Dr. Murphy. I was hand in hand performing surgery with, what's the Chicago Med one name? Am I speaking English? What the Chicago Med one name?
Let's see.
Dr. Halstead. I was there with him. Yep.
Oh.
Did you ever aspire to be a doctor?
No. I wanted to be a ice cream truck driver / comedian at the same time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
So it kind of worked out.
Yeah. We just got to get you in the ice cream
a little
biz.
Bit. But like, I want to know, I guess they're still there, the shows. Why did I stop getting them? There was never a moment when I stopped engaging. Why did I stop getting those? The thing is, I'm never in a million years going to sit down on my couch, open a streaming service, and watch one of those shows. And that's the beauty of it. I did spend hours Wikipedia-ing every single episode and the plot to every single episode. But I would never watch. Yeah, interesting.
You're saving yourself time because you can read a Wikipedia plot summary in seconds.
I would say that the time I spent on Wikipedia and watching the clips took 10 times more time than it would having just watched an episode. Like, because there were things that I didn't understand in the 18 clips that I watched because I was missing some crucial context. So I'd have to go back on Wikipedia, look up the whole plot of the episode, look up every single character, look up the origin of the show, look up every single detail, then go back to the clips. So I could have just watched the show, but also that wasn't an option. No. Okay, so that was a time that I think I look back, of all the months, I look back at that time the most fondly. My House MD, Good Doctor, and Chicago Med. It sucks that we don't live in a world where there is a House and Good Doctor crossover.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Like one of those Disney Channel ones?
Like a, yeah, That's a Sweet Life of House. House X Good Doctor. Like, obviously I've never seen these shows, I've just seen the clips, but from what you know of House and from what you know of Dr. Sean Murphy, can you imagine the collab? Yeah, that would be an awesome.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Okay. Next thing we're doing in April is getting back into my show tune era. Specifically show tunes while exercising. Because here's what I want to pitch to you guys. The only way, for me at least, to enjoy exercise is to not be there mentally. So I have to completely disassociate and fantasize and be in a different world. That's the only way that I'm going to get through an exercise and live to tell the tale. Show tunes give you the story already. You don't have to make up a story to escape. Show tunes are already giving you the story to head out, okay? To completely check out, disassociate, enter into the story of the song. Come back when the workout's done. The two songs, I really got back into Wicked.
Oh, that is the best.
Have you seen Wicked, soundtrack. Penny?
I have not.
We're going to go see Wicked.
Okay, great.
We're doing an obsessed trip to New York. Wicked, I think, is the show that, like, if you know nothing about Broadway, that is, like, the perfect intro show. But there's this one song. It's called As Long As You're Mine. And it's, Kenny, I don't know if you know this, but The Wicked Witch of the West.
Yeah.
Elphaba.
Yeah.
Was actually in a relationship with a gentleman named Fiero, who actually is the Scarecrow.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So it's a prologue.
Wow.
Yep. So the song between them before he turned into the Scarecrow is called As Long As You're Mine, and they're like professing their love for one another. It is the best song to work out to, because put yourself in the story, let it take you away, come back later. That is the only way that I can get through a workout, is listening to show tunes, and that's why.
They are, well, so, okay, so, but my question is, when you watch The Wizard of Oz, can you see tension between them because things didn't work out?
I haven't seen The Wizard of Oz in so long.
Same.
But I don't really think they interact.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think they do either, actually. Yeah. The house falls on her. Spoiler. And, yeah, and the Scarecrow's off helping Dorothy.
And then I don't think they interact.
The Wicked Witch of the West is just the bad guy the whole time.
Yeah.
Right, but you learn in Wicked, like, she's not actually bad, of course. Just it's just that no good deed goes unpunished. That's the thing, Kenny. So, other song is Out Tonight from Rent. We know, we've spoken about Rent before.
Yes.
Yeah. And we'll get into that later when we do a musical theater episode. I would say Rent is maybe my favorite musical. There is a performance in Rent called Out Tonight, female empowerment song. Put your, like, I love literally just like thinking about myself performing that song. Can take, like, listening to that over and over again could take me through a 40-minute workout. So I really want to encourage everyone to not only listen to musical theater and show tunes while you work out, those two songs, Out Tonight from Rent and As Long As You're Mine from Wicked, really put you in a story. Really put you in a story.
I have a question about that, because I'm someone, when I'm working out, the repeatability of a song becomes stale after, and I'm like, I need to, like, for instance, I do a yearly workout playlist, and by summer, I'm usually really tired of those songs, and I feel like I need to seek out songs that'll take me to that place that you're seeking.
Yeah.
But sometimes that's harder than you think, because it is such a specific feeling. But what do you, like, do you not get tired of
these
songs?
No, I listen until I'm, like, completely sick of it. It'll take a few weeks. But then you just have to find something new.
But how do you top Wicked and these show tunes
that
mean so much,
like,
to you?
The most important questions that I wish I had answers to. Like, this was when? March? May? April? This was April. I haven't worked out since. Because I got sick of the songs. But I think I'm actually at a place where I could go back to those two songs. Yeah. So I should have found new songs. It was actually just easier for me to stop working out, though. Yeah. So that's always, sometimes it's just about what's easier.
Yes.
Okay. May was Breathe, the film / Polio. And then The Little Mermaid. This was something that I could not talk about because of the strike, and I was going crazy. This movie meant the world to me. Did you see it?
The live action?
Mm-hmm.
No, I have not.
Prince Eric. Don't put me in a room. Do not put me in a room. His song, Uncharted Waters, of course, written by Lin-Manuel Miranda, because everything Lin-Manuel Miranda touches turns to gold. Hamilton, Tick, Tick, Boom, Moana. I will not tolerate Lin-Manuel Miranda slander at this time or any time. But of course, he wrote this song, Uncharted Waters. And I know we can't play it due to copyright reasons. We are going to go lyric by lyric. So, speaking of yearning, this is the blueprint for that. He is yearning for her so bad that he's basically saying, like, I will literally devote my whole entire life looking for you. That will be my life's purpose. And that is why I'm addicted to that song. And that is one that I can listen to while working out. Let's go through lyric by lyric. I don't mind.
Seems like a long song.
Basically, moral of the story here, I'm gonna do spark notes. Okay, so basically all he ever wanted in his life was to explore the wild uncharted waters. He loves the water, okay? This man is addicted to water. Now he has a new addiction. Enter Ariel, okay? Now all he thinks about is her. All he thinks about is her singing her song. That's all he needs is to get back to her. He will traverse every inch of the wild uncharted water to find her. Okay? Get me a man who will traverse every inch of the wild uncharted water. I'm not asking for a lot. I'm really not. Okay. Listen to this line. Listen to this line. Now I am on the shoreline, but I'm still lost at sea. Are you kidding? He's on the shoreline, but he's lost at sea. Yeah. They don't write lyrics like that anymore. Not in 2024. And only Lynn. Oh, get this, you guys. Oh, get this. Oh, hold on. Get this for me now. Time, it might change the shoreline, but it will not change him. Because guess what? Nothing's going to change the fact that he's going to spend every second looking for her. We'll say most people came out of this movie saying that was the worst song they've ever heard. So many people responded to my story being like, I support you in so many things. This song is not one of them.
Is it the sound or this obviously not the lyrics.
I have no idea what someone could not like about that song. Like, truly could not fathom. But it is the best song in the world. I guess that's it on that song. But I do. Obviously, I had to purchase a Prince Eric shirt. That is my favorite pajama shirt. Maybe I'll wear it here one day. I'm addicted to him. This was a situation where I was like, let's stop this obsession before it starts. Okay? Let's leave it at Prince Eric. Let's not move on to Jonah Howard King, the actor who plays Prince Eric. Let's just leave it at Prince Eric. Wasn't able to really do it, although I tried, I gave it my all. I did have to watch some additional shows that he was in. But overall, I've managed to contain it to tier two.
That's good.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's restraint.
Yeah,
that's
restraint.
Good. Yeah.
But do not put me in a room.
Oh.
Oh. Okay.
Basilisk. Do not put me in a room.
That was my question, actually. Could other tiers be not put in a room?
Oh, yeah. You could have tier threes, don't put me in a room. I would, yeah. It's just an energy. I would say even there are people not on my tier list, do not put me in a room.
That's powerful.
Yeah. Huh. It's an energy.
Would you want all those people in a room away from you together, though? Does that make sense?
It does make sense. No, probably not. There'd be a lot of don't put me in a room with energy in one space. Who knows what could happen? Okay, so that is how I feel about Uncharted Waters. If you have not heard that song, please listen through the lens of it being the best song in the world, and hopefully that will help. June. Also could not talk about No Hard Feelings, which was eating me alive. These were some of the toughest months of my life. No Hard Feelings was my movie of the year. No Hard Feelings was my Barbie. Completely shocked that it was not nominated for an Oscar. I think my favorite type of character in any sort of movie is the sweet, slightly autistic, nerdy boy looking for love. It doesn't get better than that for me. And that was what that movie was. It is a rom-com, but it was such a unique take on a rom-com. I think it's the first rom-com I've ever seen where it's I don't want them. Are they going to end up together? No. It's romance, but it's friendship romance. And I think that is some powerful stuff. I love love, but I love looking at love in all different kinds of forms. And I think that form was gorgeous and stunning, and I love Jennifer Lawrence, and I love Andrew Barth Feldman, who played Percy, who is the character that I'm addicted to. And I will say it is not like a romance addiction. I do notice that people tag me in everything that he posts 18,000 times, and I am getting worried that he's going to think like I'm some sort of predator, because I am like 30 years older than him and being tagged in every single thing he posts thousands of times. Do I think he's the most talented, one of the most talented people in the world? Of course. I promise you guys, I see it. Like, I follow him. I'm watching. I'm on it. I have got it from here. But, and I have spoken about this, Maneater, from his rendition of Maneater, is, I wish I was Brittany Broski, because she is able to take, in moments when I'm speechless, she has like such profound things to say, whereas I'm just like drooling. Like, I can't, what is there to say about something that good?
Your pauses say so much though.
Do they?
Yes.
Like, all I can do is pause. All I can do is take a moment of pause for Maneater by Andrew Barth Feldman.
It's a moment of respect.
That's literally all I can do at this moment. Maneater and Uncharted Waters propelled me through 2023. They were in my Spotify Wrapped. I love musical theater so much, I feel sick. And who would ever think that Maneater could turn into a musical theater piece? Not me. Andrew Barth Feldman knew. And he did what needed to be done. And he is so precious. And you know he was in Dear Evan Hansen? Yeah, that is like the perfect example of the character that I'm in love with. And he plays it flawlessly. He's Evan. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he is. I hope to see big things from him. I am addicted to him platonically. Okay, that brings us to July. That was the month of chicken knitting. I had a similar feeling like with knitting this month and knitting chickens that I had with the fact that I can pay to go see people on Broadway and just be in the same room with them. Like, that is nuts that I can pick up my needles and create something that can bring me so much joy. That was something I was really grateful for in this month when making my chicken frank. And that is something I'll be grateful for the rest of time. It is a gift to be able to create. That's what I'll say. I have not been able to do it since, because I can only do one hobby at once. And now that I'm back into reading, I can't pick up my needles. It's like a mental block. Because I also like need to understand every single detail of a book I'm reading, or I can't concentrate. Like, if one thing is mentioned and I'm like, oh, wait, I think this was mentioned 800 pages ago, I will go back 800 pages, spend a half hour trying to find the first time it was mentioned just to make sure I have all of the background information. But my goal this year is, my mama, my grandma, who I call my mom, is like the love of my life, like most important person in the world to me, like raised me essentially. And all she wants is a chicken. Like, that is all she wants. And there is something so wrong with me. I can't pick up my needles. Like, I don't know. Like, that is my goal for 2024, is just to knit my mama chicken. Like, she has done so much for me. Pick up the needles. Like, pick up the needles.
Is it like it a would, pressure thing?
I don't know what it is. Like, I'm having such a horrible, horrible block. And it's like, I started knitting a Valentine's Day sweater the other day. Knit my mama chicken. What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? I don't know. I don't know what it is.
I feel that pressure because that's how I am with my parents and my grandparents as well. But the pressure, the subconscious pressure of trying to please them with a gift, it's almost as if, to me, no gift is like good enough to reciprocate what they've done mm-hmm. for me. And so I think that's, I end up doing it very last minute because I've spent all this time thinking about the perfect gift and what am I going to get them? What card could I write them? And the ironic thing is that they don't they appreciate anything they give us.
But yeah.
I think maybe there's something there of like, your mom did so much for you, and maybe you think that the chicken just won't satisfy the amount that she's done for you, but I think she's going to love whatever you make.
Like, I know what she wants. I know that she'll love it. I know how to do it. I don't know what is stopping. Like, it is such a weird block. But anyway, hold me accountable to make my mom a chicken before March, her birthday. That is my goal. Like, I don't know why I can't do that. Yay, though. I love mental blocks.
July was also the month where we shot our very first episode.
Yeah, that really feels like years ago.
It does. It really does.
I don't remember one thing that I talked about in either of those episodes.
Yeah, when I think back on that time, I remember sitting here and Brittany was here, but I don't remember a single detail. Mm-mm. It feels like that was 20 years ago mm-hmm. in our careers.
Yeah, rewatching it, I was like, oh, this is not what I was expecting.
Yeah, I had hair
in a good
back
way.
In July. Like, so much has changed in
it
our
has,
lives.
And that yeah. sucks because Brittany and I would have gone so off on A Court of Thorns and Roses because we read this one together. And by that, I mean she read it in one sitting and I've been reading it for 2 weeks. But we would have had so much to discuss. It is actually probably for the best that that was filmed 8 months ago. Yeah, that is for the best. We can always have her back. July was also the month of those Jeremy Strong memes.
Those were good.
That
so
I was.
Good.
Oh, do you know those, Kenny?
Fantastic.
Let's just do one for old time's sake.
Please, yes. Please.
And I think she's certainly someone who is able to, I mean, she makes it look easy, but I think she is able to make that sort of tesseract into just being there and maybe, mm-hmm. you know, maybe I put myself through the paces and make it more difficult for myself. And I think she's
so good.
He is like, I feel like there are only so many variations of human being you can have in this world. Like, that people are bound to be the same. There's so many of us. He is the most unique specimen maybe that ever exists. One of a kind. No one speaks that way. Except for him. How lucky are we to be living at a time as Jeremy Strong? What a morning of gratitude I'm having. Oh, my God. I'm like, freaking out that I'm alive at the same time as so many cool people.
That's the main character.
Yeah. And some of them you can.
Oh my God, but they're all going to die.
No.
Okay. Or they die or I die first. Like, that's horrible. I never thought about living through one of my celebrity crushes dying. Let's move on. That is horrible. Oh, that's really, really, really bad. Okay, July is also the month I became a Disney adult. That was my first time at Disneyland. I've been to Disney World in Florida when I was a wee baby to meet Woody, who was one of my first addictions. Did not realize that he would be that size, so that was a complication that I had to deal with. But went back to Disney with some friends. And this is another instance of, like, am I reverting to a child or am I healing my inner child? How do we feel about Disney adults?
Oh.
I don't feel great things about
really?
Them.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel my stomach and chest tightening.
You're tightening over there?
Mm-hmm. When I see them on TikTok or interact with them. Not all of them, but there's an intensity there that it feels like there might be violence lashed out at me.
What if I tell you that I'm on my way to becoming? By Disney adult, I mean someone who loves the parks, i.e. the rides, i.e. the gift shops, i.e. the food. Someone who enjoys Disney films. Someone who needed to purchase a weighted version of Sully from Monsters, Inc. at the gift shop. That's what I mean when I say I'm becoming a Disney adult.
That sounds like a healthy Disney adult obsession.
It's the, like, multiple ears people.
I do not own a pair of ears yet.
Okay. Yet.
Yet.
Or, like, going right when it's, I don't know, knowing where all the hidden Mickeys are, it scares me a little
bit. I have found a few of the hidden Mickeys.
Oh,
Izzy, I have.
Okay.
Do I seek them out? Not necessarily. If I see them, I'll clock it, but I'm not like going on a hidden Mickey hunt. But let's just keep our eyes on it.
Okay.
We'll let's keep our eyes on it.
Yes. Monitor.
I wouldn't call myself a Disney adult yet. I am scared of what's coming. Yeah. So.
On a positive note, I grew up obsessed with Woody and Buzz as well. I had a Woody doll as well. And I didn't want to go anywhere outside the house without it.
No. Why would you?
Yeah. You need your buddies to protect you should something arise.
Woody was my, the Count, you know, the Count from Sesame Street was my first love. And then Woody came in hot. He's like a good guy. He's like a stand up. Like, rewatching Toy Story, I'm like, that's a mensch. Like, he is an awesome guy. Like, I have no bad words to say about Woody. Buzz, on the other hand, he has a lot of flaws. Love him to death because, and in spite of his flaws, Woody is just, like, top tier guy. Leader. Yeah. Natural leader. Okay, August did a rewatch of Modern Family. Best show ever. Like, I don't think I appreciated it as much when I watched it the first time around because I was like watching it as a kid. Watching Modern Family as an adult is something that everybody needs to do right now. Stop the episode, go watch Modern Family. Phil Dunphy is truly one of the best sitcom characters of all time. Like, so funny, so brilliant. Like, so earnest, like the most earnest character. Mitch and Cam, like, brilliant. Like, you really, that's my family. Like, that is my family right there. Like, give me my grandpa Jay. Give me my great grandmother Gloria. Like, these people are my family. And that's what I feel when I watch that show. Speaking of family, Criminal Minds, let's talk about it. People might think, this is also when I did a Criminal Minds rewatch. People might think, oh, you love Criminal Minds because of the crime. That's not the case. They are a family. The BAU, the Behavioral Analysis Unit of the FBI, they are a family first and foremost. Okay? They are looking out for each other both in and off the field. And that's why I love the show, because at the end of the day, it's about family. It is, dare I even say, a Modern Family spinoff. And I love shows about family. So if you guys are looking for like a good family show, Criminal Minds, Modern Family, may I recommend those two. Okay, well, September was Funny Girl and Jonathan Groff. So we can skip right over that. I think I spent some time doing that. October was when I got back into reading, which I'm really, really excited about because I have always like loved reading. When I was teaching and not wanting to teach anymore, I was trying to break into the world of reading for a full-time job. So I took reviewing books very, very seriously. Those of you that follow me on Goodreads know that if you go back a few years, I have reviews on Goodreads that I don't have the heart to delete that are like six paragraphs long. Like, my review for Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, is a PhD dissertation for no reason. Like, I don't know what I think I maybe just thought like someone would find it and be like, we have to have her. I don't know who I thought was going to find it. Like, I like a magazine or something. I don't know. But I also made an Instagram account, which is no longer with us, of just books. This was before Book Talk. This was Bookstagram. And I never made it. I tried so hard. I was hashtagging out the ass. Like, I wanted so badly to be a professional book reviewer. I wanted to be a bookfluencer so bad. Never got there until recently, which was so exciting. Who knew that, like, just needed to do comedy first? And now I've been able to get into the Book Talk bookfluencing space. I could not be more grateful. That being said, reading means I can no longer knit because I can't do two things at once. So you win some, you lose some. But I'm really happy to be reading. I don't see myself reading something that's not fantasy anytime soon, which is shocking. I've never read fantasy before, A Court of Thorns and Roses, except for Twilight, which is like, that doesn't really feel like fantasy because it's like this world, you know? These books take place in a different world, and that's a space I never really ventured into, except for Harry Potter, which also I feel like doesn't really count. I feel like I might never go back to just fiction because I'm huge on escapism. You guys know that. Huge on disassociating, heading somewhere else. There is nothing that fantasy does better than creating a different world for you to hop into when you need it. Mm-hmm. It is awesome to be surrounded by people in your head. Yeah, that is, because then you're never alone. Yay. It's hard to hear it out loud, I'll say that. Like, it's not easy per se.
Brooke, I have a question.
Yeah, Kenny.
You sought out being a bookfluencer for so long. Mm-hmm. Now that you've achieved that, do you feel differently? Do you feel like you wield a power that could change literature with your opinions?
That's a good question, Kenny. I wish, like, I'm pretty numb to things that happen to me. And I wish I wasn't. Like, if you could tell me, like, 3 years ago when I was miserable and just, like, putting everything I had into these book reviews, that now I'm, like, on the internet and I can review books for a job if I want, like, she would have been over the moon. For whatever reason, like, I can't process, really. And I don't know why. I'm like, yeah, that's cool. But like, no, that is really amazing. And I think it's like maybe imposter syndrome. I don't know. But for whatever reason, I can't quite get to a place where I'm like, no, this is like, good job, Brooke. I can't really get there.
I see. I think that's a healthy mindset to have in a career, though. Because I think if you ever get complacent or you start thinking, yeah, great, I made it. And then maybe that's when you start regressing mm-hmm. and you lose that perspective, and then your career starts slipping. But that's, I haven't experienced that, but yeah. I can only, that's what I've seen.
Yeah. Even with like the Times Square billboard, like a few years ago, if you told me like, oh, you're on a billboard in Times Square because of your podcast, that would have been like the craziest thing in the world. And yes, of course it's exciting and like so grateful and like it's wild, but there's something that's just like, okay. Like, I don't know why I'm like a little numb to it, for better or for worse.
Maybe it's a protective thing. You're protecting yourself from
right.
getting too in your head about it or something.
Right. Because sometimes I'll take a step back and I'll be like, do you realize like you can just like be yourself? And like, my job is to talk about things that I'm obsessed with. My job is to do the things I love, watching TV, sitting and reading and knitting. And being with my friends, like, that is my job, to do those things and talk about them. And if I take a step back, it's like, that is literally all I could have ever wanted ever. But then I'm also just like, okay, I don't know. Like, I wish I could feel it more. But also, I think you're right. It's like, I think it's good to not have the, like, I've made it mindset all the time. But I wish I could have it a little bit.
Yeah. Mm. It makes like new things exciting. Like, you're like, okay, this is cool. And then something to look forward to. Cause like, there's a billboard. What's next?
Right.
You know?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm never even like, what's next either. This is getting too.
Sorry.
Sorry. No, that's my bad.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I do want to be like a vulnerable queen and whatnot, but that's enough of that. Also, I learned how to crochet, which is also not something I can do right now due to reading, but how fun. I will say I really like knitting a lot better, especially for clothes. Like, I'm glad I learned to crochet because I love that I'm able to make stuffed animals because I'm a baby. But knitting, I think, is just like it looks better and also is more therapeutic, I think. Yeah, that's what I'll say. Oh, my God. I can't even get into this one. Cannot get into this one. This was a movie that I watched. Can't get into it, really. Like, it's really tough. It gets really, really. This was worse than Breathe. Did I talk about Normal Heart?
I don't think I've heard you. No.
Let me tell you who's in this movie, Kenny. And let me tell you that it's Matt Bomer and Jonathan Groff.
You're kidding.
No, you can't make that shit up.
What? So they've done multiple things together.
No, this is the only thing.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm thinking of Jonathan Bailey.
Yeah. Yes. Hey, Kenny. Hey. Happens to the best of us. No worries. Obviously, I don't even know like what to say about this film. Do not watch it if you have health anxiety. This is a movie that takes place in New York, 80s, beginning of the AIDS crisis. Devastating, devastating. Mark Ruffalo, Matt Bomer, a little bit of Jonathan Groff. Literally just like all-star cast. Like, I am still thinking about it, and I watched it in December. I don't know why, anyway, I'm just going to leave it at that because there's really just, like, nothing to say about it besides just, like, oh, my God, you guys need to watch that unless you have health anxiety, which I do. You can push past it. I think it's worth it because it's such a good film. It's another Ryan Murphy. But it is, like, really, really intense and tough. And I think Matt Bomer won a lot of things for it, as he should have. This was his, like, the best thing he's ever done, for sure.
Wow.
Did it come out in December?
Oh, no. This has been something on my list for a really long time. But it took me a while to watch it just because of how heavy and intense it was. Especially in a year that I had also watched Breathe. It's like, how many of those can you do a year? But don't blame me, though, when you watch it, because it's like it will really stay with you. I watched it with my friend Patrick. We were heaving sobs. Really tough. Anyway, that is how the year ended. And I did want to go through my Wrapped really quickly. Really quickly, I wanted to do my AMC A-list Wrapped. I have talked about AMC A-list so much on Brooke and Connor, and now you guys are going to hear it on here. There is no reason, if you see a movie a month or a movie every 2 months, to not have AMC A-list. AMC A-list gives you 3 free movies a week, free for the price that you're paying. I think it's like 20-something a month, and you can see three movies a week.
A week, yeah.
I need to do this.
Yeah, there is no reason not to have AMC A-list. It is so worth it. So worth it.
We're not even sponsored by them.
No, we're not sponsored by them.
Not yet.
Okay, movies of the year. We started off with Megan. Love that movie. Don't remember anything, but I know I loved it. Same thing, Puss in Boots. Don't remember anything. I know I loved it. 80 for Brady. Do you know 80 for Brady?
I've seen the billboards, and yes, it looks lovely.
I love this group of women. I love Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin so much. If you guys have seen Grace and Frankie on Netflix, you know it's the best show in the world. If you haven't, go watch it now. These women, like, I aspire to be them so, so badly. They are perfect, and this movie was just like, they're in it, so awesome. And it's just like, I love it. Movies about older women and female friendships. I feel like we don't get a lot of those. And this was one of them. And it was just sweet and cute. Like, not the best movie in the world, but like, they can all be. And this was great and sweet. Dungeons and Dragons. That's the thing with AMC A-list. You'll see things that you otherwise would not have seen. For example, Dungeons and Dragons. Cannot tell you one thing about Dungeons and Dragons, but I think it was fine. Look, I don't remember having a bad experience. So that's great. Super Mario. That was a tale of brotherly love that sometimes felt like it was like a little bit more than brotherly love, to be quite honest with you. And that was also the film of the song of the summer, Peaches by Jack Black. So give me a movie with Jack Black and brotherly love that's a little bit more than brotherly love. You can never go wrong. I highly recommend Super Mario. Okay. Air. That was the Michael Jordan movie. Not remembering a lot.
Did you see that?
I did. The cast was great.
Yes.
The Matt story's Damon. Nice. Matt Damon, Jason Bateman, who's one
Jason
of my faves.
Jason Bateman.
Oh my God, I love him. But
Chris Messina, of course. You know Chris Messina, right, Kenny?
Yes.
Danny from the Mindy Project.
Yes.
That's
yes.
why I saw it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, interesting. That's, right.
Yeah.
Right. To me, by the end of the movie, I felt like I was watching a Nike commercial. And not, it's an incredible story, but it felt like just like a subtle ad for Nike the whole time. If that makes sense.
You're wearing Nike.
Tricks.
Oof.
I retract my previous statement. For those at home, I am wearing Nikes right now.
Yeah.
I'm a hypocrite. I'm a total hypocrite.
Yeah, it was good. It was good.
It was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah.
But Little Mermaid, don't get me started, if you don't mind. That was in my top five. You Hurt My Feelings? Don't know what that was. Oh, that was Julia Louis-Dreyfus. I think it was good. It's not very, I don't remember it well. So it didn't like particularly stick with me, but I think it was just like a cute movie. And I love Julia Louis-Dreyfus. So you can't go wrong. So next in my AMC A-list app, we have four viewings of No Hard Feelings. Four. So I had been to the theater four times to see that. And I also own it on Amazon Prime. And it also is on Netflix as well. That's the best movie of the year. IMO. Like hands down. I love No Hard Feelings. I love just like a feel. I love a feel good. I love a feel good. Theater Camp was also best movie of the year behind No Hard Feelings. So incredible. Hysterical. Jimmy Tatro is so funny in that. Oh my God, Molly Gordon. Ayo. She's my Barbie. She's my Barbie. Then Barbie. I'm kind of glad that I wasn't able to talk about Barbie when it came out, just because I was like feeling shy about the fact that I definitely didn't love it as much as everyone else did. But I'm coming to terms with that now. I didn't not like it. I just think that it touched on like very specific parts of the female experience that I don't like particularly relate to. Like I've never really worked in a male dominated field, for example. So like that part didn't, like growing up, like I went to like a very, very like crunchy liberal school when it was like, it didn't even ever occur to me that like a woman doesn't have the same opportunities as a man until I was like late in high school. And by that time I was already interested in being a teacher, which is also another female dominated field. So I feel like that part, like, yes, of course, like pop off, like that is such an important experience. I didn't relate to that personally, which is interesting. But I feel like now I do a little bit in the field of comedy, but I feel like it was very much made out to be like, oh, this is the universal female experience. Whereas like there was a lot of things that just like, yeah, most women go through this, but I didn't relate to a lot of it. Like I've never had a Ken, for example. Like I'm too shy. Like I'm too anxious. So that whole piece also. And then also there was the whole like response on TikTok that was like the girls that get it, and the girls that don't, basically just like putting down the women that like didn't quote unquote understand Barbie, which is maybe you didn't understand Barbie, because like why are you coming on here and making me feel bad for not resonating with a movie as much as you did? Like everyone is different. I understood the movie. not necessarily reflective of my own experiences, and that's okay. So anyway, I was feeling really shy about that at the time, but now I feel fine saying that. Oh my God, Bottoms was great.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen it. I heard it's like the funniest
movie of the
year.
Oh, Kenny, you would love Bottoms.
Yeah.
Oh, Kenny, you would love it.
I'm going to watch that as soon as I can.
Priscilla, good. The year of, that was kind of like the beginning of the year of Jacob E. Which, by the way, have I talked about him being he's going to be Frankenstein?
Really?
Yeah, and you know who was supposed to be Frankenstein?
Who?
Andrew Garfield.
Really? Wow.
That is the only time you'll see me upset about Jacob being in something, is if he's replacing Andrew. And for what? Like, Andrew's doing an audiobook of 1984? Surely you can do both. I really hope he's working on something that would have been Frankenstein level, because I'm really sad.
He passed up playing Frankenstein's monster to be an audiobook narrator?
The only other thing I know that he's working on is an audiobook of the George Orwell novel 1984. And also a movie about Carl Sagan, which, like, I'd rather you be Frankenstein, personally. Yeah. And I feel like he's been doing a lot of biopics where it's like, I haven't seen him be a monster. You know, let me see you do something new. Hunger Games, I enjoyed. I had a period of being addicted to Tom Blythe. That's like a perfect example of a tier three, is Tom Blythe. Like, I was like consumed while watching the film, but like, I'm not thinking about him every second of every day. You know, he'll come up on my feed. I'm like, great, love him. But I'm not like going to bed thinking about him. Anyway, and then Saltburn, which is probably my third favorite movie of the year. Addicted to those young men wholeheartedly. I thought it was so just like fun. Like, I love going to the movies to be entertained. Like, I'm not somebody who's gonna enjoy like an artsy indie film. Like, give me bathtub drinking, give me like, give me that kind of stuff. And that's what I enjoy about the theater. Give me books to make me think. Give me movies to entertain me. Yeah. Wow. Thanks. I remember, I think I was talking to Noelle or something at the beginning of a meeting. And I think he asked me about Barbie. And I was like, I didn't like thinking too much. And I have literally been thinking about that since I said it. I was like, can you not say that to someone that, like, you're trying to impress, maybe? Like, say literally anything else, but
you're being
anyway.
A vulnerable queen.
I think that's what everyone thinks. They just don't say it, so.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I was going to do my Spotify Wrapped, but you guys pretty much know that that was the 1975 Wild Uncharted Waters and Maneater. And, of course, 3090, which I haven't spoken about, really, but you guys know 3090 from Tick, Tick, Boom. Sung by Andrew Garfield is top song of all time. And then I was also going to do my reading wrapped, but let's save that for just like a book episode. Yeah. And that's it. Really, that is my 2023 wrapped. Hope you enjoyed. And that's about it for now. So love you all, and I will see you next week.